The demand of beauty. Now when someone looks and he understands what beauty is falling and what strength of beauty and how it is hitting. And as now when someone is making tawaf of the Baytullah, as that beauty hits, then that beauty is going into his heart. Whether he understands it or not, why is it after every hajj our love for Allah is increasing more? The beauty of Allah becomes open to the heart, although we don't realize it. As he's making tawaf, something is settling in, that beauty is hitting. It is making Allah ma'ashuk, the beloved, it is making the man around ashik, a lover. As he looks at the Baytullah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, daily Allah, certain special mercies fall on the house of Allah. Those that are making tawaf of it, it falls on them like a waterfall. And he said, those that are just looking at it, it hits them also. And he says, those that are performing salah towards it, it hits them also. Everyone moving in that area, they are getting washed. And they are coming on a different level which they weren't before they reached that lens. The demands of beauty. But then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his love wanted that his beauty must go to the rest of the world. Because it is not every single person who can make the journey every single day. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made it that man who is going to make tawaf of the Baytullah, the man who is going to look at the Baytullah, the man who is going to be reading salah to the Baytullah, he is one day going to return home. When he returns home, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man came from Hajj Umrah, go and meet him. Go and shake his hand, hug him. When that hug takes place, that handshake takes place, what is in his heart starts transferring into this person's heart. That tajalli is now past. Next to the house of Allah is the well of Zamzam. As that beauty falls, it falls onto the water of Zamzam. When that person comes back, he will not bring you any Pepsi from that land. He will give you a glass of Zamzam. You will take that, and every person which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, enjoying the water of Zamzam is a sign of Iman. As you drink that Zamzam, that beauty goes through the person's heart. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted to open it up even further. That there are so many people who will not get the chance to meet every person coming from Hajj Umrah. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made one more unique ability to draw from the lands of beauty. To be able for the heart to see Allah's beauty wherever you are in the world. And as it sees that beauty to increase. And that is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire mi'raj was about. Where if you want your heart to make one mi'raj, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, how we all understand, example, there's a radio station. Wherever it might be, in Joburg, in Durban, and the houses around that radio station, if they put on their radio, and they're on the right frequency, they will get the best reception because they are right next to it. And sometimes even if the radio is not on, but from the windows they might be hearing loud sounds coming from, because the station is right next door. But there are certain times like nowadays where we know someone's house can be right next to the station. But because his radio is not on, he gets nothing. But there is someone very, very far away, but he knows the exact number with which to switch on. And as he puts his radio and there is no interference, then from that station, a connection is made right till his radio and there is no chuk. It is clear 100%. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted that beauty falling on the Kaaba to be able to spread in the world in this exact manner. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made something called Allahu Akbar Salah. And when man says Allahu Akbar, where is he facing? He faces directly to the house of Allah. Wherever he is in the world. And depending on how his connection is, so much of beauty will start coming. If he has it on the right signal, he will get so much which other people around the house of Allah will not be getting. But if his Allahu Akbar is the Allahu Akbar of the radio on the wrong channel, then his namaz will come to an end. Assalamu alaikum, very little will come from there. If a person wants to experience it now when you say Allahu Akbar, think of the Kaaba in front of you. And think of beauty falling on. And think of a connection between my heart and the house of Allah. And say, Allah, the beauty that is falling on your house, and it is entering my heart, how is it that my love for you is not increasing? And I can guarantee you after every salah you will find a different feeling. And imagine if you now go for Hajj Umrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then explained, as I explained, this tajalli is so strong, that had it fallen on a mortal like me or you, we would have all been destroyed. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to hold this tajalli, one way the house of Allah was going to be made, but it was going to be made of normal rock, brick of this world. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had two stones sent down from Jannah. One was known as the Hajar-e-Aswad, one was known as the Rukn-e-Yamani. Two stones of Jannah, because Jannah stones have the ability to hold Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's special power, which man doesn't have. The Hajar-e-Aswad was put on one side, the Rukn-e-Yamani was put on the other. Hazrat Qari Sahib says, when this beauty falls onto the house of Allah, which is extremely powerful, then the two stones which pull in the entire force is these two stones. Everything goes within them, and from them they spread throughout the house of Allah, the Kaaba. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to his ummah, if you ever want to put your hand on the hand of Allah, then put your hand on the Hajar-e-Aswad. Hazrat Qari Sahib says, because that is the closest connection the entire world will get with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Where the connection is falling, 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 it is hitting that place. That is why it was mentioned, if you can't touch it, then when a person gets remote control, then you see him bringing his car to his garage, he points it at the right place, he presses a button, the garage opens. As long as it's pointing to the right place, it will cause something to happen. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you can't touch the Hajar-e-Aswad, put your hands like this. At that time, after you putting your hands, then you will kiss it, and now you start your tawaf. After your first tawaf, again come and make your connection to your second tawaf, third tawaf. He said, when you're passing the Rukn-e-Yamani, if you can, put your hands on the Rukn-e-Yamani. The love of going near the Hajar-e-Aswad now will be increased, because man will understand the strongest connection between my Khaliq and me, who is makhluk, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created it. So that was the first tajalli. And in that tajalli, he explained the land of Makkah Mukarramah. That from the beginning till the ending, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has reserved it as a land of ibadah. The rest of the world will become beautified with different, different things. But when man goes to Makkah Mukarramah, no matter what people will say, when he goes, he will definitely make some ibadat of Allah. The attraction in Makkah Mukarramah is no attraction of Dubai. It is an attraction where man goes and he finds something. And he can't understand what again, he's spending 70,000, he goes again. Then he explains a second tajalli then had to start. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 40 years after Makkah Mukarramah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had Masjid al-Aqsa established. The masjid itself was built years later. So the establishment of Masjid al-Aqsa means that the spot of Masjid al-Aqsa was now chosen. 40 years of tajalli, Makkah Mukarramah enjoyed. At that time there was no creation. After 40 years, Allah Paak now started another waterfall. The waterfall began now on what is now known as Masjid al-Aqsa, a second waterfall. But in this waterfall, where that was a waterfall of beauty, and the demands of beauty were going to be found around there, a demand of becoming the lover of Allah, mad in Allah's ibadah, nothing else in your mind, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted him to be worshipped, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted his deen to be ghalib in the world also. Where Allah wanted people to be making sajda for him, Allah wanted the world in their wealth also, in their lives also, in their businesses also to be obedient to Allah. And the only way for that day is that the ruler must be Islamic rule. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's qualities of what we will say sovereignty, power, might, honor, I am the king. Where day it was, I am the most beautiful. The quality of Jameel, beauty was falling on Makkah Mukarramah, where everyone was seeing Allah's beauty. Here he says the quality of Jalal, the power of Allah now began falling on Masjid al-Aqsa. The king. And because of that day, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala made Masjid al-Aqsa such. Whenever a person wants to go to the house of a king, the palace of a king, long before you reach your palace, the first thing you will find is the land around the palace is a very beautiful land. It is lush. You are walking through gardens. There are waterfalls. So when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wanted to establish now his palace, to show I am the king, where there a cave was established for his worship, here a palace was being established. To make himself the king, which Quran mentions, أَلَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ As that tajalli of power was falling, the land around Masjid-e-Aqsa, which is known as the land of Sham, became a land which Quran mentioned, a land full of barakat. It became the most fertile place you could ever find in life. The most lush, the most green. The barakat of the land of Sham is famous. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they saw it, they were amazed. Khalid radiallahu anhu said to them, that we have come from deserts. If there was nothing but the beauty of the land to fight for, then also it demands we must fight for this land. Have you ever seen something like this? So beautiful. Extremely beautiful. Nowadays, because of so much war, and we only speak of one small land, many of us don't understand the beauty of those lands. But every now and then you will see Israel has exported this, exported that, from this farm, this farm, this farm. Watini was Zaytun. This is a land of barakat. Because tajalli of power was falling on Aqsa, the land around it became a land of a palace. Very beautiful. And the land of Aqsa became such, which at the present moment the entire world is fighting for what? To be able to take over Masjid-e-Aqsa. So he explains that Masjid-e-Aqsa, not only in our time, but from the beginning throughout history, it has been found that Masjid-e-Aqsa has some secret in it. That whoever is in control of Masjid-e-Aqsa is able to control the world. Whoever is in control of Masjid-e-Aqsa is in control of the entire world. He starts right from the beginning and he gives different examples. And then he comes to the time when the world was divided between the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire. The Roman Empire, they had taken over many lands. One of the lands they had taken over is what we nowadays call Turkey, Constantinople. And in Constantinople, a very huge fort was built. So strong that fort was, that when the entire Roman army was defeated in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, but the fort was only defeated about 800 years after that. It was very, very mighty. 7 times Muslims tried to conquer it, they couldn't manage. But when Caesar, who was in charge, and the Roman leaders before him, Hercules was one, all the Caesars, when they desired to choose a place from which we can rule the world, they moved the capital to where is what is called Masjid-e-Aqsa. In Masjid-e-Aqsa, they found some power with which they could rule the world, which they were not finding there in Turkey. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, long before that, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was going to give someone extreme power over the whole world. Mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, I want such power which no one after me will get. So Dawood alayhi salam, his father was already shown the spot. That in you and your son are going to now become kings which are going to have a huge empire. But to be a king of the world, you need that place with which you can rule the world. Dawood alayhi salam also went for Hajj. Sulaiman alayhi salam also went for Hajj. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala did not tell them that now settle in Makkah Mukarramah and build your palace. Because the land of Makkah Mukarramah was never the land of a king. When Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam's time came, then Dawood alayhi salam was first inspired with the spot. But thereafter it was told to Dawood alayhi salam, because blood is on your hands, because certain people, wars have been fought and you have killed, so I desire that my palace, that person must make whose hand is free from blood. And because of which Sulaiman alayhi salam was given the job. He established, he was the person where Ibrahim alayhi salam was shown where the Kaaba is. Sulaiman alayhi salam was now shown where Masjid-e-Aqsa is. And as he built his palace and his seat of honor and power, then he understood that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given me now power over the whole world. Whoever ruled after that always tried to get Masjid-e-Aqsa. As Masjid-e-Aqsa was taken, it means we got power over the world. When it went to the enemy, it was their power. When it came to the Muslims, it was their power. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when now Sahaba radiallahu anhu started spreading, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Khilafa bil-Madina. That as long as there will be the Khulafai Rashidin, it will remain in Madina Munawwara. Wal-Mulku bil-Sham. But when my Ummah will come onto power, then first everything will go to the lands of Sham. And then he himself explained that I saw from my forehead, pillars were coming out. And they went and they settled in the lands of Sham. The masjid is built on pillars. Someone says, what is pillar? You say, support. He saw support for the entire Ummah to be running will come from the lands of Sham.
Sahaba radiallahu anhu went in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu was made in charge of the entire army. The entire army spread out far and wide. But Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah was told, you remain in the land of Sham. Because the land of Sham has the ability to rule everywhere else. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, when he established his rule, he went to the land of Sham. Ali radiallahu anhu decided to choose Medina Munawwara. After a while he realized Medina can't manage as a land of rule. Thereafter he went to Iraq, he found Iraq can't manage. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu finally became the Khalifa whose power then spread throughout the world. And everyone accepted him as the Grand Khalifa. He chose the land of Sham. At the present time today, the fight which they are saying they want the masjid and the building of the masjid, their old temple, the entire fight that is taking place is for one thing, the seat of power. And whoever will manage to control that seat will be in charge of the entire world. Why is it such? Because Allah has made it such. Whoever's armies will move from there will be the best armies in the world. Whoever will rule from there will have the best mind in the world as a leader. He will make the best decisions in the world. Sahaba radiallahu anhu were going in jihad. They asked, where are the armies coming from? Someone said, they're coming from Egypt. They said, let the Egyptians stay where they are. The soldiers of the land of Sham, they are the ones who must attack. Because the land of Sham is that land which has barakat in it, power. So he explained that tajalli.